The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, young man.
Good morning.
Right, let's look at the headlines this morning. Markets in slight risk-off mode. China concerns over high-yield debt. Bitcoin surges again. I've got to say, I'm finding myself watching Bitcoin on a Sunday night, a permanent fast market, up another 13% or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, huge move. Fast market, dealer in front. If you're a bull and you're holding this, you're very happy. And it's helping lift up all the other cryptocurrencies, Ether or Ethereum, Litecoin, etc., all moving up. Just really more flows coming in. There's no particular kind of news flow. Obviously, we've got the CME contract that it should come in the next week or so.
Well, they actually put it on their website that it was going to go live in December
and took it down.
So yes. I guess they're close.
Indeed, yeah. I think compliance probably dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Markets generally slight risk off, albeit actually equity markets over the past 20 minutes, half an hour, have actually edged into the positive. China, we had some Chinese data. It was a little bit weaker than expected, but their industrial profits year on year up 25%.
Wow.
A little bit lower from the print last month, indicating it could be up 27%. But still, you know, China's going great guns. But there are concerns from the Chinese government high yield debt. Junk bonds, as we all know them, and also with the kind of cryptocurrencies and other issues going on. So China is a little bit aware. We had the Americans obviously on holiday last week. Japan was closed last week at the back end of the week. It feels that China could be the driver this week. There isn't much on the in the way of macro data out this week, so it is going to be political headlines that are going to drive this market.
If you're bearish on China, worth looking at the Minsky moment. So I'll leave you guys to take a look at that. Right, let's move on to FTSE One to watch. Aviva, share buyback.
Yeah, it's not very rock and roll, but reported over the weekend in the Sunday Times that they're going to engage in a £1 billion share buyback. This is obviously positive. Positive for shareholders. We've seen share buybacks from the likes of certainly HSBC over the years and other companies that have helped boost the share price. But it does put a question mark over why are you buying back the shares? Why aren't you reinvested if your business is so strong?
Yep.
Come on, you can make more money.
Yeah,
it's an American trade, and we've seen this happening certainly in the US over the recent years with cheap debt. Rather than invest in their companies, just buy back the shares. Shareholders love it. The market loves it. But in the long term, is that good for the long-term pension investors?
Right, let's move on to AIM, one to watch. Angling Direct, a nice write-up in the Sunday Mail.
Yes, indeed. I mean, the stock's trading up, I think, about 4 or 5% on the back of it. Had some pretty shocking numbers a few weeks ago.
Yep.
But the Daily Mail seems to like them. A bit of bottom fishing going on, excuse the pun. So the stock's up. But just be aware, I mean, we've talked about this before. They're looking to buy new shops, roll out their web prospect, but I think shareholders probably expect a lot more from this company at IPO this year. So it's had a bump this morning. Will that continue, though?
And that is Britain's favourite sport, right?
Fishing. Yeah, not mine, but there we are.
There you go. Okay, let's talk currencies. The Great British Pound against the US dollar, 133.49, ticking up. And the Euro, Great British Pound, 89.36.
Yes, pushing higher. Look out for Brexit comments this week. As I say, they will be the headlines, the political headlines. Donald Tusk over the weekend, he's the president of the European Council, if you don't know, I'm sure you do, has come out and said, look, we need an absolute deadline for the UK to negotiate a deal. And he's saying that is going to be the 4th of December. So lots of news flow is going to come out. Euro sterling is going to be in play this week.
Understood. Let's talk about broker upgrades. SIG, the stock broker Barclays, new recommendation, underweight.
Yeah, not an upgrade, underweight. Barclays or Barcap, covering this SIG building materials manufacturer, very much involved in cladding. So obviously with the whole Grenfell event, that could be a positive. But Barclays come out and said, look, they've probably gone a little too far from the off. So underweight, which is, as we all know, a sell recommendation.
Very good. Right, let's talk about the core number. Number 30, what's caught your
number attention? Number 30, going back to Bitcoin. Obviously, that's keeping you busy at the weekends. Yeah. A bit of excitement, but in the palace, but they did win this weekend, so well done them. 30 is the ranking of currencies. So Bitcoin is now the 30th valuable or most valued currency in the world. This is overtaking the Singapore dollar, and I strongly suspect if we get above the 10,000 level for Bitcoin, that ranking is going to go up and up.
Okay, let's move on to the economic calendar. Anything to rattle and roll the markets today?
No, is the answer. There's a few little bits there. Obviously, Dallas Fed, new home sales coming out of the US. Andy Haldane and Kashkari, a couple of people speaking today, I believe. Dudley as well from the FOMC is speaking later on today. But it's data light, headline heavy.
Right, quiz time.
Go on.
When was the last time the S&P 500 did not correct by 5% more or more in a given year?
2 years ago.
1928.
Really?
That's my thought of the day. Matt Brown, thank you very much indeed.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.